Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. This is a quick rant of truth, but more one of the light ones, the inspirational ones, but not in the inspirational way of how certain office holders should be hung for treason, but of course through due process. No, in a different way than that, a more cosmic way. So something I've been reading lately is Wayne Dyer, and he it refers to others that have this concept that you are not creating your thoughts, okay? That there's a lot of thoughts out there, and that what you're really doing is very quickly looking at them and then pondering them and then choosing them, and you don't have to do that. So as you think through, how do I get to a more positive mindset? I relate it to this idea that many of you've heard, that you know, we are only aware of a tiny percentage of all the possible things that could be in our awareness, so in our five senses, right? You've probably heard the idea that there's just too much out there. We are inherently selective with what we bring in as information into our mind, right? In many ways, and in what we see, in what we hear, and so on and so forth. We are inherently selective, and it is hard to have a really broad view of things. Even think about how they talk about detectives and police officers are more trained. They've trained their mind to be more aware of everything around them. Or think of like a, you know, Sherlock Holmes, mythically, that type of a thing. But all that is to emphasize the fact that we do bring in a small fraction of what is out there, and it's what we pay attention to and what we emphasize and decide upon, really. And so it's not that this has to be specifically literal, but that it is still a way to think of this. The idea is that there's an endless stream of thoughts out there, an endless stream, like even a ticker across the bottom of the screen, if you will. But more than that, I mean, just a constant barrage of potential. What can I think today? What can I think now at this moment? And we're constantly curating that, right? So you know how, and I don't mean this in a negative way, because this is to selecting your inner voice, your inner thought. We'll curate this perfect positive image of us and our relationships and our lives on the news feed, right? People will say, I seen the Gabby Petito stuff. Oh, well, it really caught people's attention, because it's not that she was being disingenuous, but you know, it seemed so good on the news feed, on the Instagram or whatever it was. And she seemed so positive, and we didn't know that all that was going on behind the scenes. So you know how we say that we kind of curate these things. We curate our feeds. I've even heard somebody say that, who did they accuse this of? It was either not a Brad Pitt, a Ryan Reynolds. Someone goes, well, I don't know, maybe Ryan Reynolds made a pass at her, but this actress says Ryan Reynolds' marriage to whoever it is now, was it Blake Lively? Is it Blake Lively? Is curated. You know, it's like it's selected as an artifice. Right? But don't think of it that way. Think of the fact that you consciously choose what's on your newsfeed, and you consciously choose the negative things not to put on the newsfeed. Or maybe you're one of those who likes the drama and you put up all that stuff and you vague book it. But the idea then with your thoughts is you have all these things that you could pull down and you could grab onto, all these observations, all these kind of conclusions in the moment about what's going on, all of these thoughts that you could grab onto. And it really is decisions by the nanosecond. And so they're saying that you can look at that feed, you can decide which one, and then you can decide whether to really take it on. All that happens in like a nanosecond. And parts of when you're trying to look at life and who you are in a different way, in a more positive way, in not trying to identify with your screw-ups in the past, is that you look at a thought, and again, this can be your habit. You go, yeah, that thought's not going to help me. Why would I think that? And you immediately stop and you go pick a better thought. Or, you know, you just let that one pass, you know. When you meditate, you know how you'll be like, oh, here comes the thought. Don't get mad. I know I'm not supposed to think, but that's okay. Just shoo it away. Just shoo away the thought. And now I'm back to thinking about nothing, which is the point of the particular meditation that I'm talking about. Just gonna think about nothing. And the dogs. Gosh, I love my dogs. Oh, I'm thinking again. I'm pushing off. Push off the thought. Or you could be like, I'm thinking again, damn it! And that screws up your meditation. So I've known that in my meditative practices when I go kind of on again, off again with these. It's like, no, the last thing you do when you're trying to meditate and a thought comes in is to get mad at yourself for thinking. So you just kind of gently push it away. Well, it's kind of like that, but on a more quick basis, right? Because in meditatively, you're kind of just trying not to think. And when it does come in, you go, your meta mind just goes, nope, off you go. Shoo, off you go. We can think about cats later. Let's just stay focused. But in a moment by moment basis in your regular conscience, when you're not meditating, you still have this ability to curate, to select, to choose. And then specifically to choose the things where you can almost immediately go, is that serving me or should I put it back? I was having a meeting with someone tonight. We were discussing this similar thing and they brought it up and brought up almost like a garage sale type of analogy. Like, yeah, I like to collect thoughts. And then I'm a hoarder. Their words, not mine. And it's like, yeah, if you're at a garage sale and you picked up this piece of junk, would you pay for it just because it was cheap? I mean, maybe. That's just like your thoughts. Hey, the thoughts are free. Take them on. I don't really need that thought. It's kind of a piece of a crap and rusty, and it's probably not going to serve me. It's just going to clutter up my attic. So, yeah, I like that idea, though, that we kind of think like we create all of our thoughts. And it's more like they're there, and a lot of them are, and just like selective perception that is inherently human. You choose, you pick and choose which ones to really gather, which ones to hang on to. Even as we go, how do we interpret our world? And we say we have our own biases of how to interpret a certain thing. Well, we're always doing that with ourself, with our attitude about ourself, with our beliefs. And if we can turn that around when we think of how to believe that you're actually not a lazy person, that you do get to your personal stuff. Well, don't just hang on to this thought that tries to come in and say, see, you haven't done anything and it's 9:30. I knew you were lazy. No, it's only 9:30. I'm not going to have that thought. You go ahead. I'm going to leave you in that driveway on that old table in that garage sale. I don't need that thought. I mean, I'm just, and even if it's not that you have an immediate replacement thought, you just stop yourself from having that thought. So I really like that idea. There's this constant feed of thoughts, and you can choose from moment to moment, and you can almost meta choose in a nanosecond which ones are coming in, and then just even, like, you're so consciously aware of the fact that you can choose your thoughts that you're stopping having that thought almost automatically because of this new viewpoint. So I hope that helps you. It's really spoke to me in the last week. And so I'll get to the serious stuff because you know I always do, but I'm trying to be a little bit more personable and kind of a self-improvement, you know, just to be more supportive of folks and help people realize I'm a human too. My feeling algorithms are highly advanced. Oh, boy. Thanks for listening, guys. I appreciate it. Go ahead and hit like and follow and tell your friends. Thanks again for listening to The Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.